around 1 in 4 women and 4 in 10 men snore. It's causing breakups in partnerships and marriages at record levels. So, if you were listening on Friday, has the idea of the Goodnight Anti-Snoring Ring, as put forward by former broadcaster and journalist Rosie Millard, has it actually solved the problem? Well, if you read the data, yes, it has. So, on Friday, we decided to set up the Nick Ferrari Great British Snore-Off. And very, very kindly, throughout the course of this weekend, you've secretly been taping your husbands, wives, girlfriends, boyfriends, partners, mistresses, I don't know, children, mothers, fathers, grandparents, I've no idea. And we brought it down to the top 5 snorers, and we're going to listen to them now. Scoring is very simple. There are 3 people facing me now, and we will all raise fingers out of a maximum of 10 as we each hear one. I will then aggregate the figure, and we'll do it that way. So you 3 are the panel. Hold up. Obviously, if you love him, you give him 10. If you don't like him, you give him 0. Then we'll get a winner. So thank you first to Danielle, the daughter of Jenny, who recorded this snoring.
This is my mom snoring.
Sorry. Oh, my word. Oh, that is tough to sleep with that, isn't it? Well, I can tell you, Jenny, you've got a very, very high score. But let's see how Mimi, recorded by her husband Mark, got on. That's pretty bad. Oh, Wardy. Okay. Very high score, too. Julian recorded... No, wrong way round. Roberta recorded her partner, Julian. That sounds like a garden hedge cutter. Yeah. Okay. Howard was recorded by his wife, Deanne. And Jack, because he didn't want to stay out, decided to record himself. It was very, very close. We have a winner. We'll identify the winner in just 1 second. It was by 1 point, I have to tell you. Because the winner actually is, and let's listen one last time.
This is my mom snoring.
I think because it's a woman, it's got to go. It's Jenny the snorer, recorded by her daughter Danielle, and we now speak to Paul, the lucky husband of Jenny. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, Nick.
What's it like sleeping beside a pneumatic drill?
Believe it or not, Nick, I've been doing that for over 34 years.
Oh!
And even from when she was young, she snored, and it's... I don't know, I've sort of grown into it, but I'm a pretty heavy sleeper.
Oh, you
but
are?
But once I've got over the initial bit, then I'm okay.
Is it worse if she's tired or she's had perhaps a bit of eggnog or a glass of sherry or something like that, or it's like that every night?
No, I try to persuade her to have a glass of red wine because to put her to sleep without her snoring. But it doesn't matter. We go on holiday in the hotel rooms, yeah. On the aeroplane, she nods off and she starts snoring.
Well, have a quick word with Michael Carter-Smith. He's the inventor of the Good Night Snoring. Mr. Carter-Smith, are you confident you can bring relief for Paul and Danielle, the daughter?
We hope so. We will certainly do our best to actually relieve his suffering, I think it would be, and also make sure his wife gets a good night's sleep as well.